Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. On today's show, we are talking... Actually, we're spending the hour talking about what makes the Bay Area so special. Free and low-cost music festivals, art events, museums, dance performances, and nature walks and hikes. Obviously, we all need a break from politics to talk about this really nice issue. We are so lucky to be surrounded by so many great events. And we'd love to hear from you. What are you looking forward to in the coming months? Today, we're joined by three guests who have lists of great things to do. Johnny Hayes, a.k.a. Johnny Funcheap, is the founder of Funcheap.com, a list of fun, affordable, and cheap things to do in the Bay Area. Hi, Johnny. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I clearly need a break. David Loeb is executive director and co-founder of the Bay Nature Institute and publisher of the Bay Nature Magazine, a quarterly magazine devoted to exploring and celebrating the natural world of the Bay Area. They have been going strong since 2001, and David just brought in the latest issue. It's such a beautiful magazine, and I'm glad to meet you in person. And congratulations, because you started back in 2001.
Yep.
And you're still going strong.
Yep.
The magazine is full of beautiful photos. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
And we're joined by Sarah Medina, managing editor of 7x7 Bay Area, a website that celebrates the Bay Area's spirit, focusing on so many different things, including great events to do. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Johnny, I know that you have to leave us in about 15 minutes, so let's start off with you. You have been running your site for a long time. And what is exciting you right now? What's happening?
Well, I love the fact that, you know, summer in San Francisco is just about to come up. You know, I grew up in Los Angeles. To us, summer meant June and July. Here, that's terrible weather. So I loved coming up that September and October is going to be amazing. And there's a lot of really great ways to experience the city and have fun while taking advantage of the light staying later and being outdoors. One of the great things that you can do if you like exploring Golden Gate Park is that they actually have a free shuttle bus that takes place on weekends and legal holidays, like on Labor Day. So if you wanted to see the buffaloes on the west side and then you want to see the AIDS Memorial Grove on the east side of the park, but you don't want to walk or run, you just pick up the free shuttle bus and it runs the entire length of the park. That's every day, every Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 6 p.m., about every 15 to 20 minutes, there's signs that designate where these free buses take you and pick you up. And then another great shuttle bus that takes place in San Francisco, this is monthly, and instead of if you like parks, this is if you like drinking beer. The San Francisco Brewers Guild has a new free monthly beer bus. This takes place the third Wednesday of every month. And they will pick you up and take you to different Meet the Brewers nights at different neighborhoods all over San Francisco. One month it might be 4 to 6 bars in the Haight and the Sunset. The next month it might be the Dog Patch in Mission Bay. And it's totally free, and that runs in the evenings on the third Wednesdays of each month, about every 20 minutes from 7 p.m. until about 11:30 at night. So those are two great ways to kind of explore the city.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your website. There's a bunch of stuff. I love your site. I mean, you've got at least 10 events almost every day. Tonight, if you're free, there's a free museum and gallery crawl at Yerba Buena Center, and they are doing the American Bookbinders Cartooning Boot Camp.
Yeah, there's always great stuff. I mean, we can't put enough stuff on our site. There's always too much stuff to do. We just try to highlight the best we can. Another great thing that's happening tomorrow, Friday in San Francisco, is it's going to be Tony Bennett's 90th birthday celebration. He's going to be there. They're going to unveil a statue honoring him on Nob Hill. You know, Tony Bennett saying, "I left my heart in San Francisco." So every day there's something really fun and unique that's happening in San Francisco, and we're just working like crazy to try to uncover it and share it as quickly as we can.
How do you find so many things? I mean, there are so many websites out there now, and sometimes it's hard to find everything in one nice spot. That's what's so great about Funcheap.com.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for a while. A lot of it is, you know, just trolling on Facebook, looking for events, being on a million email lists. Looking at flyers when I walk down the street, I'm maybe on a date with my wife, and I will stop in my tracks if I see a flyer of something fun and take a picture of it and remind myself. So it's just good old-fashioned hunting and digging. And then a lot of our readers will send us ideas too. Some of our best ideas that we ever get are sent to us by our readers, things that we would have never known about. There's a couple other really great things to experience with the great weather. Have you ever been to Lindy in the Park in Golden Gate Park?
Yes, I walk by it a lot.
So that happens every Sunday afternoon, as long as the weather's permitting, on JFK Drive, which is right behind the Young Museum. They have a free outdoor dance party, and they'll have Lindy Hop dance lessons. What's exciting about this is that this weekend is actually the 20th anniversary of them doing Lindy in the Park. So instead of just a normal Sunday event, they're doing it Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday, they're going back to their original location, which is the band shell that's in between the DeYoung and California Academy of Sciences, and having a live band, one of my favorite swing bands in San Francisco, LaVey Smith and the Red Hot Skillet Lickers. So you can have two full days of free Lindy Hop dancing in Golden Gate Park. There's just a never-ending list of cool things to do in the city.
And, Johnny, before we let you go, anything else you're looking forward to in the coming months?
Yeah, I'll give you just a couple other great things. October is when San Francisco City Guides has a bunch of free, rare walking tours. They do walking tours all throughout the year, but in October, they focus on special neighborhoods that they don't normally have tours of. So you can take walking tours of Visitation Valley, ghost walks of City Hall in the Inner Richmond. Comedy Day takes place in Golden Gate Park. That's on September 18th. It's 5 hours of free outdoor comedy. And one of my favorite art shows that exists in the entire Bay Area is in Woodside. That's right off the 280 on the peninsula. It's called the Kings Mountain Art Fair. It's Labor Day weekend, the same weekend as the Sausalito Art Fair, which is very expensive. This one is totally free, and it's a pop-up art gallery with over 130 artists that exists in the middle of a redwood grove.
Oh,
it is
wow.
So beautiful. It is so pretty. It is so free. All of my favorite things to have to do with San Francisco.
Wait, when is that one?
So that takes place over Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
That's September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's really beautiful. They have harpsichords that play softly in the background. The forest becomes an art gallery. You can't get more beautiful than that. It's really a great event, and I recommend everybody to at least check it out once.
That sounds so
Kings
great.
Mountain Art Fair.
And I'll be honest, I was multitasking while you were talking because I wanted to see what else was on your site. We have a lot of educators who listen to the show, and I think this one is great. On August 20th, it's Hats Off to Teachers 2016. Scrap is hosting this. They're going to give away materials to teachers from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 20th. So, I mean, you've got such a wide range of things on your website.
Yeah, if anybody out there, you find something that's free, that's interesting, you think we don't know about it, we'd love you to email us. That's how we find out about this great stuff. We have stuff for teachers, for kids, for people who love beer, for people who just want to sit in the park, for people who want to be at home, go see free movie nights in Dolores Park, art strolls in the Mission. There's just a never-ending supply. Oh, and the last thing, Sunday Streets is coming up this weekend in Valencia, San Francisco's biggest street party. It's totally free. It starts with a procession, and you have free bike rides. There's free yoga in the streets. They close down everything and just let bicyclists and walkers take over Valencia Street in San Francisco. That's on Sunday. I could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
I know. Well, you provide such a great service. So thank you so much for joining us, Johnny, and thank you for running Fun Cheap.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That is Johnny Funcheap, the founder of funcheap.com. Check out the website. There's just so much there to do. Oh, here's a good one. Dolly Parton Hoot. Live Dolly set, lip sync battles, and lookalikes. El Rio in San Francisco, Saturday, August 20th at 3 o'clock. And if you'd like to join us, if there's some events that you're looking forward to in the coming months, we'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. And sticking with us for the rest of the hour are two guests, Sarah Medina, Managing Editor of 7x7 Bay Area, and David Loeb, Executive Director and Co-Founder of the Bay Nature Institute and publisher of Bay Nature Magazine, which is still in print and is full of beautiful photos. So, David, you include events on your website, lots of outdoor events, volunteer opportunities. What are you looking forward to in the coming months?
Ooh, there's so much stuff going on now. As Johnny said, this is the season when we start to get the really nice weather coming back. And so there's so many things to do. There's World Shorebird Day on Saturday, September 3rd. And so San Francisco Bay is a really important stopover on the Pacific Flyway. So lots of shorebirds spend their summers up north where they're breeding, and then they head down south. Some of them stay here. Some of them keep going. But starting at the end of August and going through September and into October, the best time to see shorebirds on San Francisco Bay.
And where is that?
So it's all around San Francisco Bay, but there's one celebration that's happening at Middle Harbor Shoreline Park in Oakland. It's a small park, part of the Port of Oakland. It's kind of unknown, but it's a really cool park in between all these shipping containers and it's right near the Bay Bridge. And Golden Gate Audubon Society is leading a free walk there from 9 to 12 on Saturday, September 3rd, to look at shorebirds there.
Great. And shorebirds, has climate change affected their habits at all? Because I've been reading a little bit about that. Do you know?
The short answer is yes, but it really depends from bird to bird. And, there really is going to more impact their nesting habitats up in the north. We get huge numbers here. There is a count that happens around the same time. Many different organizations that protect shorebirds do send out teams to count shorebirds, so we get a count every year. So we'll find out this year.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a great event. What else?
So there's also the first ever Bay Day. The inaugural Bay Day is happening Saturday, October 1st, and that's going to include morning hikes at Martin Luther King Jr. Shoreline in Oakland, which is near the Oakland Airport, and Bear Island, which is a restored wetland in Redwood City. And if you go to the website of Save the Bay, the organization Save the Bay, they list the different activities that are happening for the first ever Bay Day.
Okay, that sounds great. And what about you, Sarah? What are you looking forward to?
In the East Bay, where I live in Oakland, we've had great weather for a while now. But there's a lot of great things coming up as well. We have Art in Soul Oakland happening this weekend. It'll be in Uptown Oakland. There's going to be a huge barbecue festival, lots of performances. Different stages will line Telegraph and Broadway with local dance performances, a lot of local bands and music. So it'll be just a fun day to come out and kind of celebrate the town. Later on in the fall, there's going to be Hardly Strictly, like you mentioned before. They just announced that Cake and Cyndi Lauper are going to be playing, which is fun. And that's completely free September 30th through October 2nd.
And, you know, a lot of people are overwhelmed by Hardly Strictly because so many people show up, and I love going every year. And the secret is to go early and find your spot and stay at one stage and then see if friends are at other stages and just do it that way. Otherwise, it's completely overwhelming. And so many great bands. I was hoping that Patti Smith was going to show up again this year, but I didn't see her on the list. But Cyndi Lauper, that'll be
I think they're fun. Still announcing artists. So far, usually they roll them out every week, and I've only seen two weekly announcements so far, so she might still be there.
Let's hope. Chris Isaak, Johnny Two Bags, the infamous String Dusters, that's a great band. Elephant Revival, The Mother Hips, Roseanne Cash. They always have amazing artists.
They do. And if you can get there on Friday, too, while everyone else is at work, that's a really good time to see everyone and kind of get to walk around the park as well.
Yep.
Or else just go and give into it and let it all wash over you and just be overwhelmed.
Okay, thank you. I like that. And discover lots of new music.
Yeah.
Right. It's part of the fun to just be a part of the crowd.
Yeah. So many great music festivals are coming up.
Absolutely.
Any other recommendations?
I was recently reading about the Sound Summit on Mount Tam. So this is a newer festival. I think it's only been around for a couple of years, but it takes place on the top of Mount Tam. They're going to have Wilco, the Stone Foxes. This is for one day on September 17th, but I can't imagine a more beautiful venue for a music festival. So I think that'll be really great.
Yes.
And speaking of Mount Tam, there is a collaboration of several of the agencies that have the managed land on Mount Tam. It's called One Tam, and they are sponsoring free Saturday and Sunday hikes through the Friends of Mount Tam. So you can just go to the onetam.org website, and you can find out the list of hikes every Saturday and Sunday.
Cool. And we have another recommendation for something to do on Mount Tam. Let's hear from David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just looking up on Mount Tam. I'm a member of San Francisco Amateur Astronomers, and once a month from April through October, we do public astronomy programs up at the Mountain Theater up there, and we bring in a professional astronomer to give a lecture, and we usually set up 20 or 30 telescopes for people to look at the night sky, and it's a really wonderful thing to do, stand around in the dark with a bunch of people you don't know and look at the universe.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
The next one is on September 10th, and there's one on October 8th. And it's really great. We usually get 500 or 600 people up there, and it's always free, and it's always fun.
And is there a website we can check out?
Yeah, you can either get on the Mount Tam Interpretive Association website and type in astronomy programs, because we do it in conjunction with the Mount Tam Interpretive Association. And so you can get on that website, or you can get on the San Francisco Amateur Astronomy website, and you can look at the calendar. If you just type in SFAA in Google, it'll be number 2 right behind the Archaeological Association or something.
And David, I grew up in Petaluma, and the one thing that I really miss is seeing the stars at night. So do you usually see, is it usually pretty clear when you're up there?
Yeah, and there's a really kind of an interesting thing that happens up there. Sometimes the fog rolls in over San Francisco, and it blocks out all of the light pollution, and you can actually see the Milky Way from the top of Mount Tam.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And if I could suggest one more thing.
Sure.
There's the Novato Space Station, which is a free space museum in Novato, California. That's kind of North Bay area.
Yep.
And it's free. It's open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we also do astronomy programs up there. And that the space museum up there, like I said, it's free. There's a bunch of artifacts from the Russian Space Agency. There's space suits from the Russian space program. There's a tire from a space shuttle here in the U.S. There's the only life-size model of a lunar module on the West Coast there, and it's a really great museum, and it's really free, and it's at Pacheco Plaza in Novato.
Great. Thank you. So many good recommendations.
I just wanted to put shout out for one of our other mountains, Mount Diablo, mm-hmm. which is in the East Bay. And so if you don't really want to have to deal with the fog, you can go over to Mount Diablo now, where it's quite warm. But in the fall is when the tarantulas come out. And so every Saturday and Sunday, they have free tarantula hikes on Mount Diablo from the Mount Diablo Interpretive Association.
Tarantula hikes?
Yeah, so you get to go for a hike and see tarantulas.
I was just reading about this as well. I guess it's tarantula mating season.
That's right.
So you go out to see, them do their mating dances. It's completely harmless, according to the press release.
Oh, they are.
I don't think I've ever seen a tarantula. So can you describe, I mean, while you're hiking, are they?
They come out. The males come out, and they're looking for females. And this is the time of year when they do that. The rest of the year, they're just in burrows. And so Mount Diablo is a great place to see them. Also, Henry Coe State Park, which is east of Morgan Hill, which is one of the most beautiful parks in the Bay Area. It's one of the largest. And they have their Tarantula Fest on October 1st. So if you've never seen a live tarantula, Rose, you should go to one of those.
I am definitely going to do that. I've always been afraid of them for I don't know what reason, but I would love to go to the Tarantula Festival. We have to put a link up for that one. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, David. Let's go next to Judy in San Francisco. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Let me turn my radio down. Okay, I was going to tell you about Yerba Buena Gardens Festival, which goes on. It's just it goes from, I think, May or something to October.
Yep.
Anyway, it's in full force right now. Even tonight, there's going to be something at Jesse Square, dancing I guess, to Mazacote. They have great world music from all over the world and America, and other things besides music, sometimes plays and things like that. And it's all free. Let's see, I'll just pull out some highlights. Well, LeVay Smith is actually playing, that we mentioned before, that Johnny Funcheap mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be playing Saturday, September 3rd. And that's in the, you know, it's in the noontime, like what, 1 to 2:30, things like that, times like that.
Right.
Middle Eastern music, African music, jazz, just fantastic. And since I work at the library, I'll just give a plug for the millions of library programs and exhibits and films and things like that. And you can, all you have to do is get into a library and look at the library. You can pull up, get a brochure there and see everything that's going on each month.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you brought up both. A couple other highlights at Yerba Buena: Red Barrett and Nonstop Bhangra. Amazing music, Saturday, August 27th from 1 to 3. And then Dirty Cello, another incredible band. I love when they play sometimes Metallica on the cello. They're incredible. Thursday, October 13th, 12:30 to 1:30. And the libraries. This is another one. If you look at the library calendar, it is full of events. Free movies, book readings, art exhibits, events, so many great things. So thank you so much for calling in, Judy. We've got another plug for the library from Bill in San Francisco. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Rose. Good morning. Yeah, the library, you know, plus they have crafts, job search stuff. Plus you can always take out books and movies. And you also have the bookstores where they have authors come.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't forget City College. You have non-credit classes. A lot of non-credit short courses. I'm going to take the one on San Francisco Bay. This is field ecology. And this is a good time to think about making reservations for Año Nuevo to see the elephant seals. Best time is January.
Mm.
And it's amazing seeing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things. And you look, the time that I went, I scanned one way looking over hundreds of these, and then I came back the other way and I said, that pup wasn't there, and the seagulls were going after the placenta. So I said, that just was born in the last 10 seconds.
Wow.
So
lucky you.
It was cool. It was very cool.
Very cool.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you so much.
So I'm going to put in a plug for another marine mammal, which is the humpback whales.
Yes.
Which are appearing in record numbers so close to shore, particularly sometimes even from, you know, Fort Baker and from the Golden Gate Bridge, you can see them. Also, all the way south along the San Mateo coast, and you know that's because of the upwelling, which is the reason we have the fog. So, you know, if you don't complain about the fog, go ahead and go to the coast and watch for these whales who do amazing. They lunge feed and they come straight up out of the water, and you can see them from shore. You can also, this is a great time to take a ride on a boat out toward the Farallon Islands to see whales, and including blue whales, which don't come in close to shore. It's an amazing time of year for doing that. The best time between August and October for doing those rides. Now, they're not free, but if you live in San Francisco Bay Area, you've got to do this at least once in your life. Mm-hmm. To see the incredible richness of life that's in the coast just offshore.
Mm-hmm.
I got a great tip about whale watching a couple weeks ago as well, that if you're going to book a boat tour, it's really great to go around noon or 1 p.m. because of the glare of the sun. You won't get as much of a glare at that time, and it's actually easier to see all the whales appear. You can actually see into the water, whereas the bay is usually very dark water.
Hmm.
Most of the boat trips are either a half day or a whole day, so you can't just go at noon.
Mm.
But if you're going to go from the Golden Gate Bridge, that's a good trick, because then you can look straight down and see them underneath you.
Well, if you go to Santa Cruz, you can take the 9 o'clock boat or the noon boat. So it's usually like an hour, mm-hmm. two-hour usually trip. Yeah, it's been an amazing year for whales. I mean, the spring was incredible.
Yeah, and the scientists don't exactly know why. They think it's because the food sources have been closer to shore, that the usual krill deeper in the ocean has not been producing as much, but the anchovies closer to shore are, and so that's why they're coming. I mean, they're coming for the food. That's obvious.
Right.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing? We don't really know.
Right.
But take advantage of it.
And one more tip. Land's End is one of my favorite city walks, and you are almost guaranteed to see porpoises. Incredible.
Harbor porpoises.
Yes, harbor porpoises. Playing, jumping, it's amazing. And it's such a beautiful walk. Today on Your Call, we are spending the hour talking about free and low-cost things to do, whether it's watching whales, seeing porpoises, going to music festivals, arts events, dance performances. We'd love to hear from you. What are you looking forward to? Today we're joined by David Loeb, co-founder of the Bay Nature Institute and publisher of Bay Nature Magazine, and Sarah Medina, managing editor of 7x7 Bay Area. This is Your Call, and we'll be back after this.
Your call is better when you get involved. If you have a question, idea, or experience to contribute to today's conversation, call us at 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. Toll free. You can also send an email to feedback@yourcallradio.org. You may leave a comment at the show's website, set a bookmark for yourcallradio.org. You can also tweet us at Your Call Radio. Coming up in a half an hour here on KALW, it's BBC's World Have Your Say. Stay tuned.
This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Coming up tomorrow, it's our media roundtable, and we will be discussing a joint investigation by the New England Center for Investigative Reporting and the New York Times. And it looks at how think tanks have frequently become vehicles for corporate influence. The report details the ways in which the Brookings Institution, a major think tank, promoted Lennar Corporation's $8 billion San Francisco shipyard project while receiving about $400,000 from the company. So this is a very lengthy investigation, and it speaks to the importance of the media always talking about where think tanks, or letting listeners or viewers know where think tanks get their money. That is tomorrow. And if you have a show idea or a guest idea, you can drop us a line, feedback@yourcallradio.org. Today we are talking about free and low-cost things to do: music festivals, arts events, museums, dance performances, nature walks. If you have any suggestions, if there's anything you are looking forward to or you'd like to let us know about, we'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. Today, we are joined by David Loeb, Executive Director and co-founder of the Bay Nature Institute and publisher of Bay Nature Magazine. They've been going strong since 2001. And if you haven't checked out this magazine and you love wildlife or nature, it's full of beautiful photos, highly recommended. And Sarah Medina is managing editor of 7x7 Bay Area, an online magazine that celebrates the spirit of the Bay Area. And we have a number of emails. Let me just go through a couple. Janice writes in, the Berklee Community Chorus and Orchestra is an unusual community resource which provides free concerts of choral masterworks with full orchestra and professional soloists. It was founded 50 years ago. Our next free performance will be January 6th, 7th, and 8th at Hertz Hall on the UC Berkeley campus. It speaks to the depth of the music community in the Bay Area. And the website is bcco.org. Thank you for that, Janice. David writes in, we are so fortunate there are so many incredible wildlife experiences available in the Bay. Listeners can volunteer for beach cleanups in our Aquatic Park Stewards Program, including the Centennial Celebration at Hyde Street Pier on Saturday. Shark Stewards also host wildlife expeditions in the Greater Gulf of the Farallones, observing seabirds, whales, and searching for sharks. Sharktober events are also coming too. They are on Fun Cheap. David, thank you so much. Maybe we'll do a shark show for Sharktober. And David Loeb, I'm sure you have other volunteer events to tell us about.
Yes, I wanted to mention, do a shout out for the largest volunteer event in California, which is California Coastal Day. So that's a day to give back to our coast. And there are over 240 coastal cleanup events, sites in the Bay Area that day, which is Saturday, September 17th. And you can go to the Coast Cleanup website, which is coastal.ca.gov, and be overwhelmed by the number of sites and pick one near you and go and have a great time working with other people to keep the coast clean of pollution and garbage. And
because there's unfortunately a lot of it on the coast.
Yeah. And that includes the Bay. It's not just the outer coast. It's all around the Bay as well.
Right. Anything on your list that's related? Volunteer opportunities?
Not so much volunteer opportunities, but I do want to bring up how many great art exhibits are coming to the Bay Area this fall. There's so many really prominent artists coming and a lot of really big exhibits to see. Nick Cave, who, if you're not familiar with, creates these really fun costumes, really colorful and furry and uses a lot of textiles, will be at the Anderson Collection in Stanford starting next week. And if you haven't been to the new SF MoMA, obviously, it's a must-see. It's absolutely gorgeous. So many floors. You have to dedicate a whole day to it. Ed Ruscha is at the D. Young right now. He was a very prominent West Coast painter who used text and a lot of different images from the West Coast to kind of create this iconic culture around himself. And then the Oakland Museum of California, which is one of my favorite museums in the Bay Area, is going to be putting on a huge anniversary exhibit on the Black Panthers in October. So it'll be the 50th anniversary of the formation of the Black Panthers, and they're going to have a lot of really great exhibits around it. And many of these museums as well are going to host nightlife events to correspond with these exhibits. So it's a great time to go after work, get a drink, even bring the kids. If you're going to Oakland Museum, they have the library there to read books to kids. They have live bands so you can dance and eat at the food trucks and have a beer. And it's a really great time.
That's great. Thanks for mentioning the Black Panther exhibit. We should probably do a show about that.
Yeah, definitely.
And on the topic of art exhibits, there's an art exhibit that's happening on the weekend of October 1st and 2nd to benefit Mount Tam, the work that's being done on Mount Tam, by a group called the Baywood Artists, which is a group of landscape painters that every year comes together, does a bunch of landscape paintings, and sells them to benefit some group that's working for one of our open spaces. So in this case, they're benefiting the One Tam initiative, which does stewardship on Mount Tam. And you can also actually volunteer and help plant natives and take care of the trails on Mount Tam through that as well. But that's a free art exhibit October 1st and 2nd. It's in the Mill Valley Community Center. So if you like landscape art, it's a great show.
Oh, that sounds nice. Thank you for those. We've got a number of callers on, or a few callers on the line and a number of emails. Let's go next to Kate in San Francisco. Hi, Kate.
Hi. I'm calling to let you know about an event that's happening on Sunday, September 18th. It's the Roadwork Steamroller Printing Festival. So they have an event on Rhode Island Street between 16th and 17th Street where they actually use steamrollers to press the image of a linoleum block print right in the middle of the street.
Wow.
And it's an old steamroller, and they have a group of artists that work at the Center for the Book who cut the blocks, and then they have inkers, so you can watch the whole process. They lay the paper down, and then they reveal these 3x3 foot linoleum prints right in the middle of the street. It's just magical. And it's fun for little kids who are enamored with this giant machinery, and there's hands-on things that that families can be involved in also, and other artists show artists' handmade books and stuff. It's just a really fun event. So it's at the Center for the Book on Sunday, September 18th from 11 to 4.
That sounds great, David.
Well, I was going to say, do you get to drive the steamroller? Or do you
I don't know exactly. Not the public. But I think if you were participate at the Center for the Book's workshops, and they have an old Vandercook letterpress printing machine, they have a lot of cool stuff there. So, yeah, maybe if you get in line. It's a 1924 Buffalo Springfield coal-powered steamroller. It's so neat.
That is great. Well, that sounds great. And we'll put a hopefully put a link right after the show at yourcallradio.org. Thank you, Kate, for that one. Let's go next to Lorna in San Francisco. Hi, Lorna.
Oh, hi. When I first moved to California, I lived in Three Rivers, which is the gateway to Kings Canyon National Park, where Mount Whitney is. And I happened to move there in the fall, and the locals told me about the tarantulas that come out of their burrows, and they come down the mountain looking for a girlfriend, but they end up kind of by the river. And one morning, I had to leave to work early. It was pitch black out, and there were thousands of tarantulas all over the road.
Wow.
And it's a little mountain road, and I'm like, oh my God. And I felt really horrible because I was crunching over all of them. And I was going to have a dinner party that night, and I came home, and there are bears up there, so I had to put my trash out, you know. And I was walking through the kitchen to get the trash, and I stopped. And I thought, what was that I saw on the wall? And there's a huge tarantula on the kitchen wall. And I said, you don't move. I'll be right back. So I took out the trash, but then I was worried about the bears, you know. So by the time I came in, I completely forgot about the tarantula. And I had to, you know, my friends came over for dinner. And then later on, my boyfriend stayed over, and he was the doctor. And I said, did you notice something interesting in the kitchen? He's like, no. I'm like, you didn't see that huge tarantula on the wall? He's like, oh, my God. He's like crying and in a fetal position because he's scared of spiders. And my cat jumped up next to him and rubbed up against him. I'm like, oh, my God, the tarantula is here now. He totally freaked. So I went to go and find the tarantula in the kitchen. And my two cats and I are creeping into the living room, and their lights on in the kitchen still. And I stopped at the wall, and it wasn't there anymore. I'm like, oh, no. And I don't know if you know this, but tarantulas can run really fast when they want to. And all of a sudden, this tarantula comes flying across the kitchen floor, and he's heading right towards the refrigerator, which was like a foot from my foot. And I'm like, don't go into the refrigerator. And he stops right in front of my feet, like 3 or 4 inches in front of my feet. And we had this little standoff, and I'm like, okay, I'm an animal lover. So I grabbed the lid to this candy container, and I put it over him, and then I ripped off the back of a phone book cover, and I slid it under his little legs and pedipalps, and then I walked it out to the door and opened the door somehow, because he kept trying to come out through the hole.
Well, Kate, Lorna, thank you so much for sharing that. We have a number of other people who wanted to chime in, but it sounds like you saved the tarantula. It's a great story, and in case people who maybe tuned in are wondering, why is she telling this story? It's because earlier we were talking about the Fall Tarantula Festival taking place at Henry Coe State Park. There's one on October 1st. Are there festivals around the Bay Area?
Are there tarantula festivals?
Yeah.
No, that's the only festival.
Okay.
But there's the hikes every weekend,
right,
on Mount Diablo to so cool. See tarantulas.
Yeah, if you've never seen a tarantula, I'm definitely going to do this. Go check out one of these hikes and maybe go to this tarantula festival. Thank you for calling in, Lorna. I want to share a couple more emails. Carlton writes in, the free concerts put on by people in plazas is some of the best music I get to hear all year. We also have an email from Stephen who says, many don't know that there's a plethora of free art on the Stanford campus. In a revitalized arts quad, Anderson Collection is fantastic. Cantor Art Gallery, student art studios, and an adjacent building is great, all free. And there's a lovely walk from Caltrain, or there's a free shuttle from Caltrain. Chris writes in, I'll be leading a walk at McLaren Park for Healthy Parks, Healthy People, meeting at Mansell and University at 10 a.m. Many residents have never been to this park, which is the second largest in San Francisco. It's a great way to experience exercise before the Latin jazz concert at 1 o'clock at the Jerry Garcia Amphitheater. And Chris, I'm thinking that's this weekend. If you can write me back with the date, that would be great. And thank you for writing in. And Steven says, my favorite free event is not until October 15th and 16th. It is Trolley Dances, a short tour of various dance styles by Muni. Okay, I love this one. So what you do is you get a Muni ticket, and you go to the website, you find the starting point, and that's Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th. And I think there's 4 dances. So, for example, say at 10 o'clock, you go to the Powell Street Muni stop. and you'll see a dance performance there. And then you jump on the train and you go to the next stop, you get off, and then there's more dancers waiting and doing a dance performance. And it's free and it's incredible. And you get to go all around the city and see all different dance companies.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. And I love dance. And sfarts.org is a great website for arts and culture. But we are so lucky in the Bay Area. We've got a lot of great dance. August 19th to the 21st is the San Francisco Aerial Arts Festival. The West Wave Dance Festival is September 14th through 18th. A Smooin, a great dance company, they're performing September 23rd through August 2nd. We have so much dance here, and sfarts.org is a really great resource. So thank you for those. Lori writes in, second Saturday every month, 1901 Living History, 12 to 4 at the Hyde Street Fair. It's free for kids. More info, hydestreetlivinghistory.org. Geller writes, this September 10th through the 17th is National Drive Electric Week to promote electric vehicles and provide opportunities to test drive plug-in electric cars. Find it at driveelectricweek.org. And Chris wrote back about his free hike for Healthy Parks and Healthy People, Mansell and University at 10 o'clock this Saturday. Thank you for that, Chris. And if you'd like to join us, we have a few more minutes. You can email feedback@yourcallradio.org, or you can give us a call, 866-798-8255. We also have a couple recommendations for Litquake, which happens October 7th through the 15th. And David, any other suggestions?
Yeah, I have one more suggestion, which is if you're in the South Bay, or even if you're not, if you want to support local agriculture, there's a wonderful festival that happens every year down there in the Coyote Valley in Morgan Hill, which used to be one of the prime agricultural areas in the Bay Area, and it still is, and there's efforts to preserve that agriculture, and there is a new open space there called the Coyote Valley Open Space Preserve. Beautiful place in the hills, just above the valley, and they're going to have a harvest feast on Saturday, September 10th, which is going to feature demonstrations from local chefs, going to have guided hikes of the open space, and food trucks, and music, and local farmers.
So cool.
That's all day on Saturday, September 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's free.
Great.
And on that same harvest note, harvest will be starting soon in wine country. And if you're looking for a day trip, you can always go up and get your feet dirty. I know a lot of wineries are going to be doing grape stomps this fall again. So you can kind of go up, roll up your pant legs, get into a bucket of grapes and kind of just smash them out. And Gergich Estate in particular does this daily from August 19th to October 31st in Rutherford. And then once you actually stomp your grapes, you can put your footprints onto a t-shirt and then take that shirt home as like a memory of your grape stomp.
What do they do with the grapes?
So they don't make them into wine, I asked.
I didn't think so.
No, it's kind of gross. But I guess this is just the grapes that are going to make it into production. Yeah, exactly. Leftover on the vine.
All right. Thank you for that one. Let's go next to Pat in San Francisco. Hi, Pat.
Hi. How are you? I just wanted to call in about the SF Jazz listening parties, and they happen all throughout the year. You can find out the dates on their website. And they're free if you're a member, but they're only $10 for the public. They're usually at 7:30 on a weeknight, and I just went to the SF Jazz's listening party for Cuban piano, and it was two hours long with a really great lecture about the history of Cuban music, and then at least an hour's worth of music from live musicians. So I really recommend those listening parties through SF Jazz.
Great. That sounds fun. Thank you so much. And do you have any others, Sarah? Any other recommendations?
I do want to go back to Litquake.
Okay,
Litquake,
yeah,
is a great thing. It's coming up in October 7th through 15th. It's going to be a week long of artists and authors coming to the Bay Area. There'll be interviews with these people, panel discussions with various journalists in the area, quizzes, happy hours. Everything is ticketed per event, so you don't have to go to everything, but kind of find whatever author is your favorite or whatever happy hour seems most fun. 7x7 will be putting on a pub quiz about literary events in the Bay Area. I think LitQuake is a great thing to take advantage of.
And what are you looking forward to during that week of events at LitQuake?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't taken a good enough look yet. They're just going to release the itinerary next week. Not everything is out yet.
Right. I just saw that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for that one. And any others you'd like to recommend, David?
Well, if you don't want to go out on a boat into the middle of the ocean, it's still a great time to get out on the water in September and October. The birds are still here. The winds calm down. You can go out on a kayak on Richardson Bay or in Tomales Bay, and there are outfitters in both areas. And it's a great way to calm down, slow mm-hmm. down, see wildlife, and enjoy the bays that we have here.
Yeah, and or Point Reyes. I mean, we're surrounded by so much beauty. We were just kind of joking during the break saying, let's spend more time off of our computers and spend more time at these amazing events actually interacting with our fellow San Franciscans or people who live in the Bay Area and actually make connections. So on that note, what about spending more time in nature? I mean, Land's End is one of my favorites. If I want to prepare for the show and read a book, I love going to the AIDS Memorial. It's just a quiet, beautiful place that doesn't get much traffic. You don't see the cars. That's beautiful. Do you have any other spots?
If you just want to cross the bridge and go over to Cavallo Point, you can skip the lodge there and go right out to the point, which is just so you're on looking across at Crissy Field from the Marin side. And it's a great place to see the harbor porpoises. It's a great place to see pelicans flying in under the bridge. It's a great place to see harbor seals. And it's just a beautiful spot because you're looking at Angel Island, you're looking at the city, you're looking at the Golden Gate Bridge, at the Marin Headlands. Can't be beat. And it's free.
Yeah. And you just reminded me, I took my niece recently to the Marine Mammal Center, which is also just over the bridge. And it's a great thing to do with children because you learn about what's happening to the seals. Unfortunately, they're not finding enough food, unlike the whales. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them are starving. And so the Marine Mammal Center takes them in and rehabilitates them. And you can actually watch them being rehabilitated and learn about it. I didn't even really know much about this place, but it's an incredible center. They do such good work there. And it's free.
It's free, and they do rehabilitation. They also do advocacy and science. And you can learn a lot about the mammals just by going there. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's just so educational for kids and very hands-on.
And then you can just go down to the beach, Rodeo
right,
Lagoon, and just walk along the beach.
It's such a beautiful area. Any other suggestions? We have just a couple minutes. No?
That might be it. I think we covered everything.
This time around, we covered so much and we got so many emails. We have another email from Sandy. She has recommendations for the San Francisco Shakespeare Festival in the park, September 3rd through the 18th, Sundays and Labor Day, Monday at 2 o'clock. And that's at the Presidio Civil War Parade Ground. She has another recommendation for the Jerry Garcia Day, and that is September 24th through August 2nd, Saturdays and Sundays at 2 o'clock. Thank you for that.
I just want to put in a plug.
Yes.
If you missed anything that we were talking about in terms of nature, you can go to baynature.org. That's the Bay Nature website. And go baynature.org events. And we have an events calendar there that's got tons of things to do throughout the season. So,
yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that because sometimes it's hard to find all these things. So you have that great website, and then 7x7 has a nice list.
Yes. So 7x7, our homepage is always the latest restaurants that have opened. We do a weekend guide every Thursday morning and a monthly agenda. And both of those are right in the top of the homepage, so you can see what's going on that weekend if you need immediate plans or look ahead to the months.
And you can sign up for our biweekly email newsletter also by going to the baynature.org website. Sign up for that, and every 2 weeks we will send you a newsletter that includes some of the top events that are coming up in the following 2 weeks.
And Sarah, looking at the arts, for example, just because things are really changing in the Bay Area, how has that affected the events that are happening?
You know, I think that the San Francisco Bay Area is undergoing a lot of change in terms of the arts, but in terms of performances that are happening and the troops that are being brought here, I feel like it's a great time to go see the arts in the Bay Area. There's so much to see. As I mentioned before, with just the exhibits at the museums, like, very prominent artists are coming. And even our local institutions. I love the San Francisco Symphony, and they do so many fun things. I just saw the Star Trek tribute there, and I know that they have a Space Odyssey coming up, the Stanley Kubrick film, who also they just did an exhibit at him at the Contemporary Jewish Museum. But they do the live score, and they play these movies on a big screen above the orchestra, and it's so much fun. And they really like to cater to all audiences. You could bring kids. They do Pixar movies. It's a lot of fun.
We have a recommendation from Kevin. The East Bay Regional District, Park District, Tilden, Redwood, and Chabot. Thank you for those recommendations. Alex writes in on September 17th at the Curiosity. Thank you, Museum. The Kinetic Arts presents Index of Probabilities, a performance of dance and science. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Thank you for that. And let's see. Larry writes in, the San Francisco Mime Troupe will be this weekend at Willard Park in Berkeley at 2 o'clock. Oh, right. They're starting up again.
Right. And they're not mimes, for anyone who doesn't know.
No, they usually, I'm just looking it up, because they usually have some sort of political theater, right? And I'm just wondering what this year's is going to be. Oh, here we go. Schooled, it's called. Education, it's like the weather. Everyone has an opinion, but nobody does anything about it. That's how Lavina Jones feels about her son Tom's new school, Eleanor Roosevelt High. With its old textbooks, crumbling classrooms, and racist treatment of kids just like hers, Lavina believes Roosevelt is exactly the sort of school that can benefit from a little free market common sense. The nanny state government has failed to see students as individuals and failed to give them real-world skills they'll need to get ahead. So who says it isn't time for some big-money for-profit schooling? Love the Mime Troupe. So they are starting July 2nd through September 5th. Find information at sfmt.org. And Larry, thank you for calling in with that recommendation. And thanks to both of you, David Loeb, Executive Director and co-founder of the Bay Nature Institute and publisher of Bay Nature Magazine, and Sarah Medina, Managing Editor of 7x7 Bay Area, an online magazine that celebrates the spirit of the Bay Area. David and Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Rose.
Thank you. And thank you for all of your great recommendations. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call. All right. On the next Your Call, it's our Friday Media Roundtable. This week, we'll discuss a joint New England Center for Investigative Reporting and New York Times investigation about how think tanks have frequently become vehicles for corporate influence. The report details the ways in which the Brookings Institution promoted Lennar Corporation's $8 billion San Francisco shipyard project while receiving $400,000 from the company. Join the conversation on the next Your Call with me, Rose Aguilar, and you. Support for Your Call comes from the listeners of KALW. To listen to past shows or sign up for our podcast, visit yourcallradio.org. Laura Flynn produces the show, Malihe Razazan is senior producer, Matt Martin is executive producer, and Rosalie Atkinson is our intern. Phil Hartman is our chief engineer, and Kevin Vance is our studio engineer. Our theme music is performed and composed by Live Human. You can email us at feedback@yourcallradio.org.